I think you guys, you have like these guardian angels around you. I think it could be bigger than music, though. I think they want to keep you around for a bigger reason.
Oh, no, that's the point. That's what we're telling you, bro.
Yeah.
There's something else that's going on.
Yeah.
And everybody else who sleep, and you one of the first person that just came out and said, no, that's, I see, there's something else going on.
Yeah, it's bigger. There's something bigger here. Right. Because they want you guys, they want you alive. I mean, you should have been dead a while ago, and then they keep on blocking for you.
Right.
Yeah. That's good shit. I totally believe in that stuff, man. Totally. 100%. All right, so you touched on the video game, so I want to talk about the video game. I also want to talk about a book you've written that you've not yet published yet, but you have a book. So talk about those two things. The video game, when's that going to drop, if it hasn't already, and what's the concept of the game?
Well, everything I just told you, that's part of the video game. So right now, we are fighting these corrupt New World Order type people.
Okay.
We're trying to keep, so you in the game, you have to do the same thing. And then, for example, I can't get into that. That's too long. But basically, everything that you know, it's a supernatural game. What we're telling you is, this is how we got it. So in the game, there's going to be angels giving you guidance.
Gotcha. And
you see what I'm saying? You use them to do this, that you have to call on, certain angels to do things. So I'm trying to show you, look, these are the angels that helped us. This is how we got through this. This is how things really work. And if you think that when you turn the TV on, things working like that, you need to come up out of that. Because this is how things really work in the real world. These are not, 9-to-5 people. That's the reason why they call them civilians. There's really some people are really, I'm telling you right now, I have no doubt the stuff that we're going through, that there are millions of people, that have gone through this, but are at least going through this now, mm-hmm. where people are abusing their power. I don't care if it's a dean that don't want to let you get into college, but that's the whole purpose of the game. There are these power people, and they are not controlled by good. They're evil because they get to do whatever they want to, and they tell you, look, if you do this, you're going to jail.
Of course. So are you looking to... First of all, is the video game finished? Has it already been designed, or is it still?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. My apologies. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask if the video's been already created, and you guys, what are you guys looking to do? A licensing deal for it?
Well, you're getting ready to see within about the next week and a half.
Okay.
You get ready to see everything. Meaning, it's just when you do is keep in mind that all the work that was done, it was only one person that did that. That's where the magic's coming in. So it's like, wait a minute, there's only one person that did all that modeling. I had to learn C# programming. I can't get in all it. Everything, it's in our bio. I had to learn all this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So that's the game. The game is ready. You get ready to see it. It's just that because there's only one of me, I have to both edit and then go back and do this. So that's what we're doing now. But this fall, we're getting ready to start, letting people test certain aspects of it out. Yep. So they'll be able to climb around this, or they'll be able to, see what's going on. And, it takes place on Earth, but also in hell. So you literally are going to hell to save souls. So that's the concept of the game. So all that's together. I thought we posted some of that stuff, but we got our screens. We were posting our screenshots. You can go to our website and see the whole layout for the game and, other stuff is going on. But, that's what we're doing, and it'll be out around the next, just around about, let's say, the Christmas season, our focus.
That's smart. That's smart marketing.
You know what I'm saying? That's our plan. And so then the book.
Yeah, the book.
Also, it does the same thing. So everything that I'm telling you about, including the methods that I was able to use to, know how to look for, have you ever seen the Final Destination?
Yeah, the movie, sure.
That movie is 100% truth, meaning that there is a way for you to be able to know where something as bad is about to happen and avoid it. And if you do that, and you're doing it for the right reason, you can do that. That movie is literally true, but Hollywood is good at putting truth and fake in there and playing around, so they, of course, dramatized it. But the basic message of it is that if you could beat death and know what was going to happen beforehand, would you do it? So the 64 levels of power is everything that I learned from the angels. Everything. I've had to take diaries and so on and so forth. So the book works together with the video game and with the series, because you're going to be learning all this different stuff. And we're not trying to teach or preach, but it's like, how you learn something, you're like, wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Right? So, that's the whole point. It's not preaching or nothing. It's like, look, dude, this is what we through. This is how we beat it. And this is how we're beating it. So when you come across this type of power, use this. Try these out on lower level people. Because, like I'm going to tell you right now, messing with the government, that's one of the most dangerous things that you could possibly do. You know, so I'm not telling people, go until you have everything together and you know what you're doing, you don't, you know, go around talking mess to the police. You know, you don't do that, but you have to do it a certain way. But these people will shut you down and not kill you. If you try to incite a revolution right now, the first people that's going to kill you is the CIA. Because they don't want, you know, anybody, right?
Yeah, some of these dummies are talking about storming Area 51. I'm like, do not storm Area 51. That would not be, that will not bode well for you.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, like I said, my guess lets me know this and this and this. If it's something I'm supposed to know, then I'll know it. Just like before we talked to you, we prayed and meditated. So we sitting here reading the counsel we were given heavenly, and that's what we're doing and using to talk to you right now.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So what about what's the timeline on the book? Is that something you want to wait a little bit longer for? Or?
Everything. The book went through a process just like the scientific process. So the scientific process is that you have to test it over and over again, remove this out, blah, blah, blah. So I literally had to do that with this information. So now it's ready. It's ready to cook. All I'm doing, we can self, publish it. That's exactly what we intend to do. If we were to get publishing, that's cool. We could, you know, work with something like that. But our whole intention is, well, we're going to do everything ourselves anyway. Yeah. So we're going to go for it like this. But
self-publishing is not a bad idea. I mean, back in the day before social media was tough, but with social media now, self-publishing is not really that bad an idea. You can still sell quite a few copies that way.
That's right. Yep. It's not a lot of money, but it is about keeping it, you know, the integrity of the product.
Sure, sure. All right, so I got a few more things before I let you go. I always like to, when I talk to artists of all genres, I like to find out a little bit about what some musicians that inspired them. So who are some of y'all's musical inspirations?
I'm going to let my brother go ahead on that.
Okay, yeah, good deal.
Basically, we were about the same called Tupac, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the coast. And current artists I listen to today, I like J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Calls it Message, you know what I'm saying?
And for me, I like my, you know, I just like anything that's real, genuine, you know, so, but, you heard of Dave East?
I have.
Okay, Davies, that's one of my, Davies and Nipsey Hussle, those are my two favorite, you know, rappers because they're just alike.
Yep. And for me, I think Tupac's the person I admire the most out of everybody.
Well, but for me, like I said, that's everybody. Once, you know, everybody, at one point in time, people were Biggie versus Tupac, and now a lot of people are beyond that, and so there are people who listen to Biggie now. So,
yeah.
Just come out about Tupac, and it's like, well, I hope that's not true, but if that were, that would, you know, smear his legacy.
Yeah. I respect trendsetters. I'm not real big on followers. I like trendsetters, man, like Biggie and Jay-Z. Tupac was definitely a trendsetter. I like the fact how he crossed over into movies, too.
Yep, that's absolute. That's nothing but truth. You just told the truth.
Yes, sir. All right, so you guys got, like, out of everybody who I've interviewed in the hip-hop genre, you guys by far got the most stuff, most fires going. I like that, too. I like the whole video, book, music, the whole trio thing. You got a trilogy thing going here.
Right.
What do you want to do? See, we're like halfway through 2019. Where do you see yourself a year from now, like halfway through 2020?
Go ahead, brother. You start.
Well, with everything, you know what I'm saying, the video games, you know what I'm saying, going, and basically, you know what I'm saying, spreading the message. That's the main part.
Yeah.
And for me, my focus is concentrated. You feel me? I'm talking to you right now, working. So we plan to capitalized considerably on what we're doing now. We're going to be just dropping a whole lot of music over the next, you know, 6 months anyway. But just like boom, boom, you don't have to buy it all. So you can go to SoundCloud and you just, you know, upload like 5-6 tracks, and then we got a whole library of music. So we just want to get people to say, look, these dudes are not doing this, but we like what you. you're doing, and then we're going to give you more of what you like.
Yeah, man, I like that concept. I like the idea that some of your stuff is for free, because that you reach more people that way.
Right.
You know, then there's a time and a place when you start charging people.
That's right, bro. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you're smart. You're doing everything right. All right, man. I guess that's about all I got. Unless there's something else that I skipped over you want to get out there. I mean, obviously, I want you to tell the fans, the listeners out there, where they can follow you on all your social media and get your music. Let's do that before we let you go, for sure.
Okay, so right now you can hit us up at www. It's at that, like in that over there, BDP, Black Dragon Productions, FYOP, For Your Own Protection Records. So it's that, BDPFYOP.com.
Man, I enjoyed talking to you guys, man, because you guys are interesting to me. You got a really interesting story. First of all, very talented, too. I mean, that Top Dog song, I could see that taking off. I mean, it's just got that West Coast ring. I don't see why that's not spinning all over the place. In time, I think it will be.
Right.
I appreciate you guys talking to me. I want you guys to come back, too. Whenever you got another single to drop and anything more to talk about, you guys come back on the show. Cool?
Hey, yeah, that's cool. I enjoy myself, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys a lot. I will have this up. I'll stream this here in the next 30 minutes or so. Now, you guys got Instagram, all that stuff?
Well, we're about to.
All right, cool. I'll put this out on all my social media, everywhere, all my platforms.